Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Dr. Deborah, Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And we just give praise and glory to God on today, giving reverence to God who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Dean's in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God for allowing us to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I thank him and I praise him for all that he does. I give reverence to God. He is holy, holy, holy. I just thank him today. We're going to get ready to, and I want to welcome everyone that's on our radio broadcast as well. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. We're going to have a short devotion and a song of scripture and a prayer. Okay, we're going to have a song. Amen, amen. Prophet, you have a scripture you can read?
But is it, who were you speaking to?
You. You want to read
the
scripture?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if other people were on.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven, and Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding, and he reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might and have now made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand." And so I just read for you the end of verse. That's Daniel chapter 2. The end of verse 19 through verses 20 to 23. And may the Lord, the blessing be upon the hearers and the readers and do of us of his word. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 We're going to get ready to just pray. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now, first of all, just repenting, confessing and repenting, and asking you to forgive us, Lord. Just forgive us for every sin, Lord, every sin that we've committed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to forgive us and wash us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord in Savior Jesus Christ, Lord. We ask you to search our heart, our mind, and our spirits today. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we just come, first of all, binding the strong man from our radio broadcast. Bind the strong man from our lives in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now to every demonic force, every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment is canceled from this radio broadcast and from our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you right now to just bind them up, cast them out and command them to go in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory today. We just ask you to bless our service on today in the name of Jesus, everyone up under the sound of my voice, Lord. We ask you to bless today, they and their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know already what's going on. You know what you would have us to do, Lord. We ask you today, Lord, to do whatever you think is best for us. We want what you want, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we give you praise. And we give you glory, Lord. And please bless us, Lord. And I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase, the Holy Ghost, and minister to us today, Lord. And I know nothing of myself apart from Christ, Lord. I know nothing. I just ask you right now, Lord, to let me decrease. In the name of Jesus, I be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We're going to go into our testimony service today. And we just give God praise and glory on today. I just thank and pray for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. God is so faithful. God is faithful. I don't care what we do. I don't care what we say, how we do it, and how we say it. God is always faithful to us. We may let his hands go, but he'll never let ours go. You know, I just thank God for that, because sometimes we do fall short. We do fall from God, but he always have us. He's so faithful in everything he do. When we think he done forgot, he haven't. When we think he's not hearing us, he does. So I just thank and praise God for the things. I have so many testimonies. I mean, I have so many testimonies today. I went because God been just showing me favor and blessings. I was going to get a desk off the line, and I probably told you all about this. And the desk used was $100. But I called two men in a truck for them to just go pick it up and bring it to me, and they wanted $400 just to do that. I let them know that the desk don't cost but $100. I couldn't afford to pay them that kind of money. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, go get you a new desk. I'm like, Lord, where am I get a new desk from with this little money I got? So I went to Court's Office Furniture, and I went there, and the lady had just what I wanted in. So when I went in, I said, I like this desk. She said, well, that desk costs $500. I said, I can't afford this desk. And I was looking at my husband and everything. And she said, well, tomorrow is half price. And I knew it was God. I knew it was God. Nobody else but God. I knew it was him. So I just thank and praise God that He's done it again. He proved himself over and over to us. And we just, I don't know, we just keep taking him for granted. I can't take God for granted like that, because God is everything to me. And he knows that I depend on him. I trust what he say. If he say do it, I'm going to do it, because I know God is right there. So it was just a blessing for me to be able to tell people the things, the great things God is doing, has done, and is still doing in my life. I give God praise and glory, because it may not have been nothing to some people. Now, oh, I don't care about this. That meant so much to me. That meant so much to me, because what I wanted was one of those desks with the back part up that I had to, where I could put my books right here, so I won't have to keep going to the bookcase and get books out that could be right here for me when I need them. And he gave me just what I want, and I thank and praise God so much for that. But it was a blessing. So that's my testimony. I thank and praise God, and it's other testimonies I know, but God is good, and that meant so much to me. That meant so much to me. Anyone else have a testimony today? Amen.
Yes,
well,
you know, Dr.
Yes,
Deborah?
Ma'am. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
I just wanted to This is Lisa in St. Louis. Just wanted to thank God for another day of life. And I just thank God
yes.
for being who he is. Yeah, I know that I'm in a place right now. I'm really seeking the Lord and really praying about some self and personal refinement. And I'm believing God for some real deep, heavy things for my life and the lives of both my loved ones and the nation.
Amen.
Or the, you know, whatever he puts on my heart. And I just thank God
yeah.
for giving me, even allowing me the desire to deepen my relationship with him. Like you said, it's easy. We could take each other for granted, but we, you know, it's something to take God for granted and the things that he
yeah,
does
yeah.
for us. It just
yeah.
amazes me
yeah.
how if you are in the kingdom of God, I don't know any other way, but, and then there were times I may not have been as close or spent as much time in the Word and with God, and I still don't always do it, but I'm always trying to still, you know, make my spirit calm down to hear the Lord and just be still to see what he will say and what he wants. And I thank God for fulfilling
yeah.
that desire. I thank God for just fulfilling all my needs according to his riches and glory. I don't, sometimes I just don't even know what to pray for. I say, Lord, I need a lot of money. Lord, you know, I want this, that, and the other. But Lord, I just thank you for right now, for providing
yeah.
my needs right now.
Yes,
I thank you for,
yes.
I just want to thank God for Jehovah God for what he's done in my past. Because when I
yes,
look back
yes,
over
Lord.
My life and I think
yes,
things
Lord.
Over,
yes, Lord.
You know, and I wonder
Amen.
Sometimes how I made it, you know, because I've just
yes,
been just as trusting like a child and sometimes
mm-hmm.
almost like it was kind of, you know, just you just hoping and believing, and you don't have no doubt God's going to work it out. And sometimes things
yeah.
don't work the way you think. You start wondering, well, Lord, do you hear me? Or, Lord, did I do something wrong? But then, you know, it
right.
balances out, because there's been times I didn't know how to pray, and God has opened doors and did miraculous things
yeah.
I didn't even qualify for. It didn't even cross
yeah.
my mind to know how to pray for the blessings, you hear me? Blessings on
yeah.
different jobs, and in my career, in the ministry, seeing miracle signs and wonders, healing my body, my mind,
yeah,
and just, you know, and it just amazes me.
Yeah.
One more thing, I just got to thank God for letting me see the sunshine. And it being beautiful
yes,
summer day, you know, because it was cloudy so long, and amidst all the things that we're going through, I say, Lord, if something else, you still allow birds to chirp and the sun to shine amidst
yes.
the bad report,
yes.
amidst being the
yes.
trepidation and the fears and the, you know, maybe sometimes
right.
we're intimidated by life or the vicissitudes
yes.
of our daily life. But God, Jehovah,
yes, Lord.
He comes through and he's faithful. And I just want to thank God for that. And I want to just thank God for my fathers in ministry, Apostle Deans in his absence, my pastor, Reverend Rick, my brother, Jason Harris, and the
yes.
one I really care about, my brother, Prince, and, of course, Mr. Tommy Lee
yes.
Hogan Jr., and I just thank God for my
yes,
own daddy. He's gone on to glory,
right.
but I take it not for granted, because he's the one that taught me how to respect
yes.
my elders and be respectful. To know that sometimes
yes.
you can say you ain't got a yes, ma'am, and no, sir, people to death. But it's okay to be a little extra kind and a little extra respectful. My daddy taught me that. You know, say yes,
yes.
ma'am, yes, sir, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just thank God for my
mm-hmm.
father. Cleveland Harris as a preacher man, as I think about him, and I lost him at 7 years old, and I just thank God for my dad. So, and thank God for you, Apostle, there for Dr. Dean.
Amen. It's okay. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Today is the Father's Day, and I just say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Even my dad that's gone on, but most of all, my Abba Father, you know, he is
yes.
who just do everything for me, and he teaches me, and he shows me, and he loves me. And I just thank and praise God for Abba Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
I just thank and praise him, because if I did not have him, what would I do? I just don't know what I would do. So I thank him that he is with us. The ones, he'll be a mother for you. He'll be a father for you. He'll be anything and everything you need. So I thank and praise God. Oh, I long to see and for my dad to hear his voice and stuff. But I tell you, my father that's in heaven, the ones that won't let my hand go when I try to get out of heels and chastise me, when I step out of line and love me and look beyond my faults and see my needs anyway and bless me. I just thank and praise God today for Abba Father who art in heaven. I thank God. I thank him that we have him to call on, that he's our Father. I just thank God that we have a Father. I thank God on today, and I give God praise on today. You know, it's so many that's gone on before us. It's so many that's leaving here now. You know, and God he's standing by us. He's standing there. He wants us not to lean to our own understanding, but lean on him. You know, lean on God, not to whatever we thinking, but to whatever God say. So I just want to encourage all of us. Sometimes it's a good thing for these days to come, and sometimes it's not, because it brings back so many memories. But we just need encouraging and to stay focused in God, because God can be everything. He ought to all everything to all men. God is. So I thank and praise God for them testimonies. We're going to hear another song, and then we're going to go into the Word of God.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Can y'all help me say it?
Amen, amen, and praise God. We're going to go right on into to the Word of God. Father, I just ask you to bless my mind and my thought, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me, God. Bless our hearts and bless our minds so we can be receptive to your word on today, Lord Jesus. Let me decrease that you may increase in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. We're going to, I'm going to, scripture reading will be coming from Amos chapter 8. Amos chapter 8, verses 1. I say 1 and 2. I have so many other scriptures, but I'm not going to read all of them. Thus have the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the sons of the temple shall be howling in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallowed up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the imp small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of wheat. The Lord hath sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this? And everyone mourn that dwelleth therein, and it shall rise up holy as the flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the floor of Egypt. I have just read you from Amos 8, chapter 8, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God bless the doers of his most holy word. Today, I just want to, just a little bit, maybe for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just speak on this. That my subject, if I just had to have one, is ripe for the gathering. Ripe for the gathering. And right here, the first verse of this, or the second verse, identifies that God was talking, speaking with Amos, and Amos is the author of this book. And Amos lived among the herdsmen of Tekoa, a lot of people said things about Amos because he lived among the herdsmen, and he was a shepherd, just like David was. He was more comfortable living among the hills and the dales than on city streets or wherever the town was. A man more comfortable, not in the company of people, but in the company of sheep. He was an unsophisticated man. And that's the way he liked to live. But never mistake his attributes. The harshness of Amos' prophecy to his lack of sophistication. Because Amos was a called prophet by God. He was shepherd. But God called him from the shepherd to the prophet. So we have to know, a lot of times when we don't start off, you're born a prophet. But when you don't start off, God has something for you to do. And then he'll call you when it's time for you to go and bet it. He became a prophet not because he found a better lifestyle, but because Yahweh, Jehovah, called him. It was Yahweh who took Amos from his flock. It was Yahweh who said, go prophesy to my people in Israel. It was Yahweh. Thus have the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit.
Wait a minute.
And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then Yahweh say unto me, the end has come on my people Israel. I will not pass again them anymore. End of the summer. It was the end of the summer. So fruit was already ripe and everything. Everything. It was already ripe. It was the end. It was going to get ready to go into fall because it was the end of the summer. But he was showing Amos this basket of summer fruit. And when I say summer, the end, it was almost getting ready to get fall. But it was the end for Israel because they weren't doing right. They was not doing right. And God said he was not going to pass here anymore. The fruit was ripe already. And that fruit that was ripe, you know, fruit will spoil in a minute. It has a short shelf life. And it'll soon rotten. So he had already given Amos, let me see, how many visions? It was 3 visions already. Yeah. Because he gave him the vision of the plumb line and the locust destruction and a couple of more. Another one. Something else he gave him. But he had already gave him 3 visions. But now he was giving him the vision of the basket of fruit. And at least not to the person. He wasn't really talking to Amos, but it was for Israel's sake because he wasn't going back that way anymore. It was just the end for them. They had did so many and doubted him so much in so many different things. He was tired of them, and I can understand that. He was tired of them. So, let's see. It was like the first Passover when Jehovah struck down the firstborn of the Egyptians, but passed over the homes of the Israelites who had smeared the blood of the lamb on their doorposts. However, we should note that the word used here is not related to the word Passover used in the book of Exodus. It's simply that Jehovah spared Israel in that earlier time in Egypt, but has no intention in sparing them this time. You know, he gave them over and over and over again. He said, this is the end. And it hits me so hard when I was reading and studying this, because it's just like today. It's so many of us. We didn't escape and escape and escape. And I'm talking about the whole earth. I ain't talking about America. I'm talking about China, Africa, everybody. God is so displeased in a whole lot of stuff that we do. Because when I tell you, we're not doing the things we're supposed to do. And then it's like we just making him, allowing this stuff to happen, allowing it every day something is happening. He's allowing it. And a lot of times it's not coming from God. It's coming from man and the enemy. And God is allowing it because we're not bowing down. We're not praying. Because if we were praying and humbling ourselves, he would lift this stuff. But it's coming right back, and it's not even winter yet. And then the prophets, we need to be the ministers, the pastors, the evangelists. We need to be out on corners preaching and getting as many souls as we can, but we're not. He's saying, Amos, you better tell them. I ain't coming back this way no more. This is it. This is the end. We got to do something. You got to do something. You got to let them know. My people, Israel, I've given and given and took and swallowed all this stuff, all the way from Moses, all the way from Genesis, all the way now. All the way to now. He said, I'm not coming back this way. I'm not. So what you going to do? You got to tell, you got to warn the people. You got to tell the people, I'm not passing by. This is it. This stuff, this fruit is being rotten. It's getting rotten so the people don't have any more chances. In other words, and I'm not nearly hitting. Well, I should be hitting on this, but time is going on. But it just brings me back. He's giving us chance after chance, and I'm not. When I tell you, I got so many faults of myself, I can't talk about nobody. But it's things that we doing that God ain't pleased with, and I ain't talking about no little bitty stuff. All they just approved for the gay people to have some kind of right. It shouldn't even this. He killed everybody in Sodom and Gomorrah, so you know he didn't. He don't like that. Oh, the Lord say you supposed to love him. You do supposed to love him, but he killed them all. He allowed the angels to kill them, burn them up, blow them up, because it's abomination. But the court just granted them all kind of stuff. God is not pleased with us today. And he say, I ain't coming back this way again. People going to die this time. They going to leave the earth this time. And people study dying. That on that virus is going up and up. And when it was just for old people and young children, now as they said, it's from 20 to 30 years old. I don't know whether it's man-made or demon-made, but whatever it is, God is allowing. And he's trying to get some attention here. Like I spoke Thursday saying, if you don't have God first in every protest, it don't mean nothing. It's not right. You're supposed to put God first in everything that you do. Everything. You can't jump out here by yourself, because God will leave you by yourself. You got to put God first in these protests. You got to do it. So I'm just praying now that God don't leave us. He's saying, coming back this way. So when I leave, it's going to be destruction that follow me. Israel, we got to pray. We got to seek his face more. We got to pray more. I know you want to protest, but you better be on your knees in front of God protesting. And let him do what he's going to do. We got to do this. I'm not going any further than this, but we got to do this because this got so much in it. I'm going to come back with it on a later date because I want everybody to hear this. Not no two or three people. I want everybody to hear this right for the gathering because he's going to gather us up. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are the people ready to be gathered? Have we been on the threshing floor long enough? We got to do this. So I'm going to get ready. I'm not going to go into it. But I thank and praise God for allowing us and giving us time to go before him, because how many people have left here? How many people still leaving here? And he's still giving us a chance to live, to breathe, to move, and have our being in him. We better get it right. We got to get it right. We got to get it right. So we're going to get ready to go to the altar prayer because we got about 10 minutes. Father, I thank you for that word, that sermon. In Jesus' name. Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come now, Lord, just giving you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, Lord. We come worshiping today. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your name on today, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody can do what you can, Lord. We just want to say thank you today. Thank you for being our Father, huh? The ones that don't have one, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to have the fathers that we had, long as we had them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we surely thank you for our Father who art in heaven. We just thank you so much, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I don't feel like a fatherless child. I don't feel like that, hallelujah, because I have our Father, hallelujah. I just thank you for the good men, hallelujah, for the men that you call the God men, huh? In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the ones that you call, Lord, the ones that's your children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the ones that you bringing up, Father, in the name of Jesus, you leading and guiding them in the way that they should go and the way they should do their families, Lord. I just thank you for every one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to cover all fathers on today, all daddies today, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise today, and I give you glory, Lord. We just thank you how you woke us up this morning and started us on our way with activity of our limbs, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. When we woke up, we found everything all right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you right now, Lord, that when we open our eyes, we just thank you for another day that we've never seen before. I give you praise and I give you glory, Lord. It's so much that's going on, Lord, but we put it all in your hands, Lord, because you're still in control, and we still depend on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice today. Bless them, Lord, and cover them and their families today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless those that don't even know to call on your name. Cause something to happen, Lord, that they may run and ask what they must do to be saved, what they must do to know Jesus, what they must do to be baptized in the name of Jesus. It's always room, Lord, at the cross, and we just thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Father, those that sick and shed in the name of Jesus, those that sick, Lord, I know you the great physician, those that has this virus, Lord, you can heal them. All you got to do is blow on them, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. All this other sickness, and we bind the spirit of infirmity right now, in the name of Jesus. We know it's not from you, Jesus, because you was whooped 32 lashes for every disease, in the name of Jesus. We just ask you today to go in the hospitals and in homes and doctor's offices, in the name of Jesus, emergency rooms, in urgent cares, in people homes, and heal right now. Touch right now on their deathbed, in the name of Jesus, in the neonatal intensive care unit. Touch the babies on today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody needs Somebody needs him. We all need you right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without those behind prison walls. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you today. I give you praise and I give you glory. We thank you right now. Lord, you've got your people over behind prison walls. I ask you to bless them right now. Those in penal institutions, you know who they are, Lord, and you know all about them. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise today, Lord, and we give you glory. I just thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, those that are sleeping outside, eating out the trash cans, Lord, can't find food nowhere. In the name of Jesus, in shelter homes, Lord, you know just who they are. Sleeping in the train and bus station, all on the park benches, Lord. Have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise today. Just touch them, Lord. All you got to do is touch them, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Deliver them and set them free, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They need you right now, Lord. They need you right now. In the name of Jesus, I know you're not going to forsake them. I just thank you, Lord, for them even being alive. In the name of Jesus. And if you kept them alive, you're going to heal them. You're going to feed them. You're going to make sure they have health. In the name of Jesus, you're still in control, Father. I just give you praise and I give you glory today. I give you praise, hallelujah, and I give you glory all over, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I can keep on praising you and keep on praising you and keep on praising you for all the good things. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, and I give you glory today. I just thank you, Lord. It's so many of us that need you. People don't even know they sick in their mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, people don't know, Lord. And they don't know they need you, Lord. But they need you, Lord. Even these atheists come running, asking what they must do. See you to be in your way, Lord, and to be baptized, to know you. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. And I give you praise today. And I give you praise. Hallelujah. And I bind the strong man from your life today, Lord. I bind the strong man from all of our lives, every demonic force. In the name of Jesus, I bind them right now. I cast them out and command them to go. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, set fire to them, send fire from heaven and burn them up. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, burn them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the whole armor of God, the full armor, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. And I give you praise today. I give you glory today. I give you praise. I ask all these things. And I pray for President Trump on today. I pray for everyone to have rule over us. I pray for his family. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you give him a right mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the Hodabasikana, give him a right mind, God. In the name of Jesus, and I pray for every black man, hallelujah, every man of color on today. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover him right now. In the name of Jesus, cover him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and bless him, Lord, and bless him, Lord. Oh, yes, he kovatia. In the name of Jesus, just give, we give you glory. Give him wisdom, Lord. Give him wisdom, Lord. Give the black man wisdom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. I thank and praise God on today for all that he does. I thank God today. I thank God today. He's such an awesome God. a holy God, and I thank him for being my father. I thank God. Hallelujah. So we just, I'm not going to even keep you any longer. I just thank God because I know God told me I had to get on, whether, you know, cause what day it is. So I knew I had to be on the line. If there's nobody else be on the radio broadcast, I had to be on here. So I thank and praise God. And I just want to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day. I just thank and praise God for you today. And just thank God for all men of color. Mm-hmm. You valuable to us and to God. And we give God praise for you on today. We're going to get ready to close out, but I thank you all, everyone, for coming on the radio broadcast today. And Father, we just thank you for allowing them to be on today, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for just being faithful, Lord. We trying to be faithful to you, Lord, to keep our commitments and keep your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, ask you to bless everyone in their travel. Ask you to just keep them all covered under the shed blood, whatever they're doing, wherever they are, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You all just continually have a blessed day. God bless you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And just keep praying. God bless you all. God love you, and I love you too. You all have a good day.
Amen. You too. Love you too.
Love
everyone.
Amen.
Amen.